Welcome, welcome to the Holy Shift Podcast.
How's everybody doing today?
We are just coming on real quick to see how everybody is feeling, give some updates, give a little bit of information. We got a few things going on, a few things in the works here at Holy Shift. I am your host, Poetic, and we're just going to share the live for anybody coming on to visit us. Give it a few moments and listen to this wonderful music that Bruce has bestowed upon us. We appreciate everything. I am just here vibing out and getting ready for tomorrow. Just hanging out and everything. We've got 2K. Welcome, welcome. How are you? Just trying to share the show. Coming and doing a quick update. See if anybody wants the reading. I'm just here real quick. I appreciate you guys coming in. Just let's tweet this a few. We've got 3 people. Hi, Yana, my girl. Let's see, we'll do a couple invites on the Insta, and then we'll just talk a bit. How's everybody feeling today? There we go. I know, see, I just invited Joe. And I know she's going on soon, but just wanted to let her know. Yeah, no. Welcome, welcome. We'll see if Coke ends up coming here. That's funny. Just a little bit hilarious. I am just chilling. I'm burning my Palo Santo. You know. Getting the vibe right. Just enjoying my day. Got a lot of the schoolwork done for the kid today. And, yeah, just vibing. Got a few things in the works. Got a few things accomplished. Let's see. Who's all in here? We got 4 people in here. Looney. Belle. Yana. Yana's laughing at me. It's all good. I love you still. I just ashed all over with my Palo Santo, you guys. I blew on it to make sure it was burning. Not even paying attention. Yes. So, we're just chilling here and vibing. Tomorrow is the 13th. And does anybody know what the 13th is tomorrow? It is a vibe. So, what is this show about? First time you're here? Well, I am the spiritual advisor of Podbean. Many have dubbed me. I am Poetic. I am all about spirituality, energy, frequency. Everything is connected. I have researched several different topics: religion, spirituality, science, quantum physics, and everything is connected to me. I feel everything is energy, just different frequencies, and I can connect with other people's energy in order to read cards for them. And Looney, I would love some Tibetan bowls. I've been looking at those too. I have, where's it at, babe? My son is here and he is amazing. I'm not that great. We'll pause this beautiful music Bruce made. My son's gonna handle his, the bowl. I don't know how great you'll be able to hear it, but he's got a talent. I can't get it going as good as he can just off the top. Can you hear that? Just high-pitched tone. I'll have to post a picture of it on my Instagram. It's very beautiful. I think I got it for about $15 or so. And it's a metal one, and it's a wooden wand, and he just, PG, you should know this by now, babe. You should already know. My son is talented, and this is his talent right here, is doing this bowl. I cannot do it, you guys. It's very hard for me to get it. I can do it, but it's not as loud or consistent as him. Do you? They're beautiful. I've seen some, my dog is running around. I've seen some glass ones, like the frosted glass ones, and I'm curious of those, but yeah. The big one, yes, yes, that would be amazing. A big bowl for the sound vibrations. They're sound healing. I know a gentleman, he's a psychic friend that was, there's a like an app, not exactly an app, but there's an equipment and a program that you can connect with a computer, and the sound frequencies are healing. And so they were doing a bunch of different things with soundboards and mixers and all that stuff. She had stage 4 cancer, and there was nothing that they can do, and that's what they were trying. But she honestly decided she was done, and she told everybody before she left that she was done, and this was her path. So she left on her terms. But sound healing is amazing, definitely amazing. The ding. Yes, you start with the ding to get everybody's attention, and then you just go around the bowl and just – you get in that zone, you know? So I told Yana this, but the other day, some of you are on my personal Facebook, and I posted to my my family and friends what I've been doing on Podbean. Not many people know that I have 3 decks of cards, and I've been doing readings. So I let everybody know that I was doing a thing and all this stuff, and it was more eloquent than this stuff, you know. I'm poetic. When I write, I type. It's better than when I speak. But so I let everybody know what I was doing, and I got a lot of positive feedback, and actually she's like an aunt. My mom's best friend since they were like 12 years old contacted me and said she had a deck of cards that she would like to gift me. And I am so excited. She sent them on Monday, yesterday. Yeah. Cause today is only Tuesday, right? She sent them yesterday, and I'm so excited to get them. And especially when you're gifted a deck of cards, it has so much more, beautiful energy. I wouldn't say fortune telling. Now, I don't like the word psychic. I feel like I am a channel. I am a conduit of energy. I am intuitive, is how I like to word it. So what I do, I give information. I've been a researcher and a seeker since I can remember, younger than 5 years old. Since then, honestly, I've done more in-depth research as I got into my teens and older, and the internet came along and whatnot. I am 38, going to be 39. So I've looked into what school has told me, and I've looked beyond school, because I know that they don't give us the full story, as not just with history, but also religion and spirituality. And so I look into the mystic and the different and the unconventional, and I also do read energy, and I use the cards. Anyways, I feel everything is energy, and I use the cards as a tool. I will read through the book, because each deck of cards has a book assigned to it, and it has an interpretation of the author or the creator of the cards. When I'm reading the cards, I also just get, if you want to call them thoughts or feelings, or just things pop into my head I just speak it, I say it, or just certain intuitions. I get chills if sometimes that somebody is telling me something that's accurate, I feel like cut off, and it's hard to explain cut off if people are shielding something from me. I don't know. It's weird. It's hard to explain, honestly, and I'm just now getting comfortable actually using it and speaking about it, but everybody has said that I am a clear channel. I was gonna pull a card for the day. I have Instagram and I have Twitter and Facebook if you want to get on there. 2K. It is at Whole E Shift on Instagram, on Twitter, and on Facebook. But they're different, like hand how you search them, I guess. But yeah, so I'm getting a new deck of cards gifted to me from a dear. She's family. She's just family. Since I was born, before I was born, my mom was connected to her, so she's like an aunt. Also coming up tomorrow. Yeah, we can do a reading for you sometime, 2K. Just like you can call in, or you can just be aware and open up your energy to a message from your higher self, your guides, God, family members who have passed, whatever you consider it. I feel like we are all one. Just different aspects or perspectives of that whole source, infinite being. We are all creators. We are all part of the creator. However you want to see it, feel it, whatever. We can create our own reality. The power of positive thought, which is not just, oh, I'm thinking in a good way. It's certain. I am certain that this is going to happen. The power of the positive thinking is an amazing thing. And yeah, you can make some amazing things happen in your life. But yeah, if you want a law of attraction, all that stuff. I have not been charging. I am taking donations right now. Now, I've had a few people donate to me. I told them, don't pay me. They wanted to pay me because they felt that was an even exchange of energy, and they were completely generous. If you want to acknowledge yourself, you may. If you want to stay under wraps, you guys can. It's up to you. And I truly appreciate your donation because it's going to further this. This journey that I'm on and this movement that we are all creating, because we are all part of it. Without you, it wouldn't be. So, yeah. You don't, and don't think of the movie readings as what this will be, because it's completely not. It's all positive energy, love and light. It's just a message to help you on your journey. It's really kind of inspiring. I've had two people give me $50. I've had another give me a generous amount as well. I've had a lot of people just donate to me, and they're great, and I absolutely love them. Sure, Zoe, would you like a reading now, or PG, welcome back, my little bruh. When you gonna go on again, PG? You can go ahead and call in Zoe, and we can do your reading. If you have Instagram, go ahead and connect with me on Instagram or Facebook, and I will type that in again. I have pictures of my cards, the decks. I have three different decks. I have a soul coaching deck, a magic of tarot deck, and a psychic tarot deck, and I like to have you choose which deck you connect with. So you can call in, or we can do it without you calling in. It's up to you, honestly. Let's get some good vibe music going. I got distracted letting you guys hear the beautiful bowl, the Tibetan singing bowl. I'm gonna have to post that later so you can see it. It's a beautiful bowl. I got it at we have this. So I just started opening up and looking into connecting with people that were intuitive and psychic and aware, not just online, but in person. So I had finally went, I had found this actual the psychic fair. It's every 3 months near me, like an hour away where my aunt lives, honestly. And I decided to go there, and it's like a little festival. There's booths and everything. Sorry, it's a little loud for me. There's little booths, and you can buy things, cards and Tibetan bowls and candles. You can get readings. You can get those pictures where you see your aura. I am so interested in that. Has anybody ever done that? Have you ever seen those pictures where they take a picture of you and it shows you, "Hey, low love, welcome. Thank you all, whoever just came in, for joining the Holy Shift podcast. Go ahead and call in Zoe whenever you'd like." But these pictures, you can take a picture of you, and they have the colors of your aura, and then different colors are different impression or different aspects of your soul or aura at that time. Now, you can get a picture of your aura now. You can get it in a couple hours, and it'd be way different depending on what you just went through. Perfect, perfect. Haven't done it, but I heard of that. Yes, it's a beautiful thing. I haven't done it either, but when so we just missed the one that would have happened because of the COVID. They have it every 3 months, so 4 times a year. Whenever they do have it again, and they have the aura pictures, they're like $30, and I think I'm gonna invest in that next time. There are other little psychic fairs and whatnot. So, Zoe, go ahead and write, definitely. And it's you get to keep the picture, and you just get to see these different things. We're connecting Zoe now. We're gonna do a reading for Zoe. Did you happen to see the pictures of my card deck, Zoe? Oh, I don't hear Zoe. Let's see if my phone is down. No. Okay, does anybody hear? I do not hear you, Zoe. When my son was born, I can't hear her either. Okay. I hear like shuffling a little bit, but I don't hear you, babe. So we'll work with it. We're patient. Whenever you can get back, babe, I'm here, and you can get a reading done. That's plenty. Yeah, but that aura picture is great. And then they have these little classes, and it's just like information. There's one guy that tells you all the different energy healings, like Qigong and Tai Chi and yoga and Reiki, and there's a few different other ones. Zoe's calling back, but there's one where this gal. Oops, sorry, Zoe. Are you there? Oh, it's not working, babe. They do. So different people do different classes throughout the day. Whenever you can get it, I'm here. You can stay connected until we hear you, Zoe. It's perfectly fine. You may have to restart your app. Thank you for following me, Zoe and 2K. I appreciate you guys completely for supporting the movement, the shift. We are all shifting our energy and our focus, you know. This whole situation didn't happen to us. It's happening for us to open our eyes and spend time with family and enjoy the little things. We can't focus on the fear that is being instilled. It will only help us get sick. It does bring down our immunity, you guys. So, yeah. But that festival, the psychic healing festival thing. We can do it on the chat box, definitely, Zoe. Did you happen to see the cards? So, 2K, my goal, I'm working on my website. So, I'm going to offer intuitive card readings. And, okay, Zoe, you let me know what deck that resonates with you the most. Which one do you feel most connected to? And we will shuffle the cards with that deck. 2K, I want to offer intuitive card readings, and I'm having issues trying to figure out prices for that because I don't want to take advantage of people and I don't want to be taken advantage of. However, I want to do like some kind of coaching or just consulting. I have been on a path for a long time, and don't get me wrong, nobody is better or worse than the other. We all have different experiences. Some people have been through a lot of things and are able to cope with it better than others, and they have tools to get them through these things, right? And so I would just like to help people, either if they need advice or guidance to the tools or information, because we all could use this breakthrough. So that may be just a card. There should be a deck of three cards. Let me see my page, you guys. Oops, sorry. I could do this on, so let's see. There is a picture of three decks. I apologize, you guys, for the music just stopping, but I want to go and see what she's talking about, if that's the soul coaching deck. Yes, that's the soul coaching deck, but if you scroll down, there's a purple deck, there's a soul coaching deck, and then there is a psychic tarot deck. One's purple, one is orange and yellow, and one is blue. So if you want the orange and yellow deck, the one that Breakthrough is in that deck, we can do that. Well, thank you, 2K. If I can even inspire somebody to open their mind just slightly to a different aspect of things, that's why it's holy shift. We're shifting our focus. We're shifting our energy to the positive. There's only fear or love out there. Either you're coming at things out of fear or out of love. You can name whatever you want, and I could tell you, you know, we can figure out how it's coming out of fear or how it is coming out of love. Honestly, there's only those two things in this world, and you get to choose where you want to put your focus. We are all extremely powerful. It's not me doing this. This is you. Now, we're going to do a card read, and we're doing the soul coaching deck, you guys, for Zoe. We're going to do a 1-2 card read for her. I've decided that that's how we're going to do the readings on the podcast, and there's a few people I owe 3 card readings to. But other than that, from here on out, I'm going to do 1-2 card readings on the podcast for reviews. If you feel you want to donate, that's awesome. I appreciate it. If you guys want a more in-depth reading, you can contact me at my email, which is wholeeshift@gmail.com. So we'll do a 2-card reading, and you just open your energy to me, Zoe. Just allow me to pull any message or information that you need from this reading, okay? You can either ask a question, you can put it in the chat box if you'd like, you can keep it to yourself. Just have this in mind, put that energy out there, or just a topic or guidance on something or a problem, whatever it may be, just open yourself up to that energy, okay? Welcome to the Holy Shift Podcast, some sense. Thank you for joining us. I'm doing a reading for Zoe right now, which is awesome. Thank you, Fair Use, for the class. I appreciate you guys so very much. I'm shuffling the cards for Zoe, and we're just connecting with her energy to answer a question or whatever she may need. And we'll see what the cards have in store for her. I love this deck. This was actually the first deck that I had purchased. It's a beautiful deck, and it really helped me out. We can do Zoe's life path number as well if she wants to put her month, day, and year. We can add that on to the end of this for sure. It's very easy to find your life path number, anybody out there. Just adding the month, day, and year. You can look it up on Google. I like to go to Gaia. They have a wonderful website that has an explanation of the numbers and how to calculate that. I'm grabbing the card for you now, Zoe. Perfect card for the message that you need. And we'll read the first card And then we'll go from there, okay? So, playfulness. We got playfulness for you, Zoe. Bear with me, you guys. We're going to go to get some music on real quick, and then I'm going to go to Instagram and send Zoe a picture of this card. It's a beautiful card. It has a sand castle and a sand pail there. It's purple sand pail, and there is a river, and it's a beautiful card, actually. Let's see. I'm just going to get on here, and bear with me, my phone is being slow, you guys. So we got Zoe here. Follow and message. Hey girl, hey. Looking all cute. There's an affirmation on this card. It says, "My joy is the greatest gift that I give others." And you know, I know a little bit about the situation, Zoe, and I will take another picture of the card, okay? Because that one just gives you a temporary look at it. But you are helping the youth where you live, is that correct? Eric, if you could tell 2K what a life path number is. It's just a numerology thing about your birthday. You need your month, day, and year. You add it up. But from what I get, Zoe, with your playfulness, that you are, well, through your playfulness, you're able to connect with the youth and the kids and get to them on a whole different level than some of your peers may be able to. They feel like they can trust you more than some of the other people that you work with. And I don't know, do you feel like, is it just your situation? Are you, there's other adults that work with you? That are supposed to be helping these kids? I'm not sure if that's the case, but I get the feeling there's some sort of like resentment towards that. Just know that what you're doing, okay, there's some sort of resentment going on with one of the adults. Somebody around there is like, oh my gosh, she's doing all this. Why? And like kind of jealous of you or something, but just know you're on the right path. You're able to connect with them in a way that nobody else is able to. And your movement is going to be more massive than you think it's going to be. The card says, allow your inner child to play today. Enjoy yourself and have fun and embrace your innocence. You're on this amazing journey to help these youth, but it's also saying that you need to enjoy yourself while you're doing this. Don't get lost in the drama of the business of it. That's important. That is very important, but you got to enjoy yourself while you're doing it. Don't forget why you set out to do it in the first place, is what I'm getting. The book says, playfulness is absolutely necessary for your health and well-being. It is important as the food you eat. It is as important as the food you eat and the thoughts you think. If your responsibilities and hard work have made this a low priority for you, it's time to have some fun. So from what I'm getting, you are so dedicated to what you're doing. There is nothing else that you would rather be doing. Yet the last maybe week, maybe the last couple days or so, you've been overwhelmed with some of the technical things in what you're doing. Try to let the weight of that go, because that's only going to stop you. Enjoy yourself. Take a step away from it. Go, just like it says, go connect with your inner child. Give yourself a break, the book says, and nurture your spirit. You know, go do something for you. By doing something madcap or just plain silly, it says. Listen to music, dance with yourself with glee, make silly faces and invite friends over for tea. Are you able to be in connection with the kids right now, Zoe? Like one-on-one in the same room, or are you guys able to connect through the internet, or what's going on? I don't know if you guys are in lockdown or what. Thank you, Nonsense. I appreciate it. You know I love my coffee. I appreciate you showing up here. I'm reading Zoe right now, Nonsense. Yes. But if you're able to connect with the kid, Zoe, and I don't know if she's still in here, but if you're able to connect with the kids, definitely have fun, okay? You need to enjoy yourself and have fun and be silly with them. Tea, whatever you want to do, go for a drive, go out into nature, put your feet in the water, do something fun for yourself, and you'll be able to come back refreshed. Because I get the feeling that you're having some things go on at work, even though you absolutely, this is the most enjoyable thing that you could be doing in a career, but you need to play a little bit too. Remember why you're doing it. The affirmation says, "My joy is the greatest gift that I give others." And enjoy yourself. That's why you connect so well with the kids. When you confirm or deny that that card was correct, we'll read another card. I just want to say thank you all for coming to Holy Shift, the podcast. I am your host, Poetic, and we are just reading Zoe right now. I pulled the playfulness card for her. And she said, wow, you're overwhelmed. Is it accurate, Zoe? Are you having some issues with your coworkers there? Okay, let me see, you guys. I'm going to find my bookmarks has the Gaia. So let me find my bookmarks. My path. Okay. Very accurate, she says. Very accurate. So fair use. And others can get this info now. The remaining numbers. Yes. Okay. So with the life path number, I'm going to draw you another card, Zoe. You let me know if, you know, how things are going with those adults, if you having any animosity or anything with them. I'm going to pull you another card after you absorb this. I'm going to read the life path 3 for 2K. Hi, Jimmy. Thank you for joining. Big bruh. For 2K is a life path of 3. So we're going to go ahead and read the life path 3 is the talented child. 2K. I've been, Jimmy, I will update you. Let me read this and I will update you and reiterate what I was saying since I started. I've been hiding and getting some stuff done. That's what I've been doing, but I'll update you in a moment. So 2K is a talented child, everybody. According to Gaia.com, the life path number, he is the talented child. Now, how to get your life path number? You get your birthday, your month, day, and year. So you add the numbers up until you get a single digit. However, if you get 11, 22, or 33, those are master numbers. And those, so like 11 would be a number 2. So they relate to number 2, but 11 is a master number. So you read that as well. Zoe, I don't know what Zoe's birthday is. So we'll do Zoe's as well. But 2K is a talented child. So they are the natural born salesman, 2K. I'm going to read this from thegaia.com. Okay, I'm dancing around myself. You guys deal with this. Yana, can you please get her life path number? Oh, you're fine. You're fine, special character. I love you. You're good. I do the same thing and you know it. So threes are natural born salesmen with a natural gift for gab and overflow of charisma. If you're a three, you're the star of the party and liven up any room without even trying. You have a natural gift for creativity and you are well aware of your talent. However, threes are also a bit like spoiled teenagers. They are disorganized, in need of constant guidance, and blissfully unaware or ungrateful of the efforts others go through to protect them. Maybe you should ask the people around you, 2K, if that part's accurate, because you may not agree with it simply because you may be blissfully unaware. Zoe's an 8. Zoe's an 8 with me. I'll read that in a moment. It goes on to say, your powerful need to express yourself coupled with your extroverted personality will most likely lead you to a career in the arts or sales. A verbal art, if you will. So you're in podcasting. That's pretty funny, huh? So your charm, wit, and sense of humor will get you everywhere, and it often helps others to forgive or overlook your less desirable traits. You are a natural optimist, and people are drawn to your positive energy. I feel, now I'm just, this is an insight I'm getting right now, 2K, that you have an amazing personality. You are so full of positive energy. However, you get depressed and doubt yourself a lot. That's just an intuition. I don't know if that's true, but that's just something that came to me. I'm going to go on to read this this other paragraph. Is it correct? Thank you for that confirmation. Threes, your greatest asset is also your greatest weakness. Because your charisma and natural talent come easy, you find it difficult to understand and relate to the struggles of others. While you were always well-liked and have a large group of friends, you may find it hard to form deeper relationships, especially with a romantic partner. Your need for expression and your natural creativity cause you to often lack focus and procrastinate. You find yourself involved in multiple projects at a time, abandoning the old for the new with no regard for the others involved. By placing their intention on the sunny exterior and failing to form spiritual depth, threes easily succumb to difficulties or challenges. That seems accurate. Mine is overcorrect. Yours is correct. You read the 8, Zoe? The last paragraph says, to become well-rounded and happy, threes must learn discipline and put constant effort into maintaining deeper relationships. So, are you in a relationship right now, 2K? What, like a romantic relationship? I'm just curious. No? Okay, so when you do start to form a friendship, you have a lot of friends, girl, homegirls, right? Good girlfriends, but not really relationship-wise. I feel like take a little bit more time to... Even though you find it, I don't like that. I don't like those interests. Why does it matter? Right. Take a moment to ask and inquire about those, and that may lead them to like, oh, he's really interested in me. Maybe, you know, maybe that will help form a deeper connection if you're not being fake, but actually opening yourself up to seeing why they like the things that they do. Not just because, oh, I don't like what they're doing. Maybe, oh, why do they like to do those things? Oh, that's why I like to do my things too. I can relate to that just because it's a different, something that you like to do may not be, you know what I'm saying? Just find a different way to try to connect in a deeper way. Even though it's uncomfortable for you, try it. And that may lead to a more deeper connection with someone. Because I feel like that is where some of your depression and lack of confidence comes from. So, Zoe, you were saying that Your life path is correct. Did you read it? Hi, Sober Mike. Sober Mike, who are you? Or is this your first time here? Do I know you, Sober Mike? I get the feeling I might know you. Why are you laughing at me, Yana? Don't laugh at me. Let's see. I don't know if Zoe read the 8 professional or not. Other rooms? I understand that that makes sense. I didn't want to. I just heard you read it out loud. Oh, Zoe, that was for a number 3. I didn't read a number 8, babe. Once I read a number 8, you might feel even more connected on that. Your life path is an 8. You are the professional. Yes. If you scroll up, I don't know if you've been, I think you've been here the whole time. It's Gaia.com. If you go into Google lifepath.com, or I mean not .com, just Google life path, find the article that Gaia.com has written, and it will tell you it will give you the reading. I will read the number 8 right now. Let me just get a little drink, you guys. All right. So life path 8. 8s place emphasis on career, business, finances, and authority. You are spiritual, but you maintain a practicality of realism to your spirituality. You know the difference between make-believe and genuine realizations. However, you are also perfectly balanced and are a force that creates as easily as it destroys. 8s focus on money. However, this is not simple as it may seem. You see money as a measure, not an end result. You find happiness and luxury and believe your career success will lead to a more comfortable life. You are ambitious, efficient, organized, disciplined, and willing to take on any task. Thank you, 2K. You enjoy counseling others and sharing your wisdom and often find yourself in a coach-type role. Definitely true, Zoe. So, Zoe, this is my life path as well. So, however, 8s can only flourish when supported, and I definitely find this too. While your ambition may make you a great leader and mentor, you are lost if you have no followers. 8s who become too independent or are not given the necessary support at a young age rebel against everything that they are. Girl, yes. Like, if I could tell you my story right now, you would be like, that's so accurate, but I'm not even, it's too much to even say. No problem, 2K. You're so welcome on that. And if you want a reading, definitely contact me. I will put some more information out there before I end the show. And also, you're on my other accounts on my social media, so we're definitely connected. It says, we rebel against everything that we are if we are not supported, often choosing a path that is limited and has no room for growth. This leads to frustration, anger, dissatisfaction, and hate. Until I found what I knew that I should be doing, definitely felt that. You are a pack animal and you do best when part of a team. You are naturally balanced and must surround yourself with people who maintain this. You have a great potential for success. However, with too much independence or ego, you have an equal potential for failure. Definitely. Thank you, 2K. Thank you so much. Yeah, Zoe, this 8, every time I read it, I find more accuracy in it. I feel like this is a movement. I feel like if I didn't have people here to hear me out or even to help plant seeds, because I get a lot of people that feel that, you know, I'm giving them new information. Thank you. It's not my information. It's been out there, and I'm only just a channel, a conduit, a tool to disperse the information and the energy. And I feel like if we all, each one, reach one, teach one, as PG says, Mr. Pod God, if we all plant seeds, if we all just do a little bit, we can spread some good energy and love around, and there won't be so much anger and frustration and fear in the world, you know? Just my opinion. Just my little opinion. Welcome, Sharky, to the Holy Shift Podcast. Welcome, welcome. We are here. I did a reading for Miss Zoe, and I'm going to pull another card for her. Jimmy, are you still in our pod here? Do you want to know the information? Yes, love and rock and roll. Positive energy, man. Get hippie-ish, as Dose says. Dose, Dos, D. I'm getting a new deck of cards is the new information, Jimmy, if you're here. I'm getting a new deck of cards gifted to me by an aunt, a friend of mine. My mom's really good friend from childhood, and she's known me since I was born. So she's sent me a deck of cards yesterday, and they're beautiful. I'm so happy. She has several, and she just didn't jive with the ones that she had. You know how I say everything's for a reason? Eventually, I was supposed to have these cards, and they were supposed to come through her. So I'm going to get those this week. I can't wait to see who I get to read with those cards. I think I'm going to do Yana. We've been jumping around, and we keep missing the point and not able to do a reading for her. We've done one before, but that was early on when I was doing readings, and she needs some guidance. She wants some guidance, she says, and we're going to do that for my Yana girl. But also, you guys, yes, definitely. She's like a godmom. She has one son, and he's like my little brother. She's just a little mysticky, witchy, Wiccan energy, awesome woman. But yeah. So tomorrow I am going to be on Intuitive Wellbeing Podcast at 10:30 California time, Pacific time, you guys. So please join me there. She says, I believe an hour, she said, an hour long interview. I had to write a little media blurb, Jimmy, about who I was and all that good stuff. And I was having so much trouble. I don't like talking about myself. I don't like sounding like I have a big ego or, oh, I'm this better than anybody. You know that I always remind people, each one of you can read cards. You can go get a deck and you can read your own cards. You are powerful. You can be the tool to channel this energy as well. We all have the capability. You just have to focus. You have to clear your mind and focus. That's all it takes. We are all powerful. But yeah, so I had to write this about me, and I didn't like it at all one bit. So I posted on my Facebook for all my friends and family to send me what, you know, describe me or, you know, write a blurb about me for this. What do I say about myself? And so I gathered a bunch of it and made a summary, and I sent it to her, and so you guys can hear that tomorrow. Yana, when I'm done, I will send you a copy of what I came up with. It's at 10:30 my time, so it is 3:45 right now my time. It's p.m., 3:45 p.m. right now. Tomorrow, it will be 10:30 a.m. my time, 10:30 a.m., and I am in California. However you guys need to interpret, I am oblivious to a lot of time. I know, yes, 12:30 or 1:30 on the East Coast. I'm so glad you came here, 2K. I'm so glad. Her name is Heather, and it's the Intuitive Wellbeing Podcast. She is one of my followers, I believe, and I am following her. I will connect you. I will share the show for everybody that wants to join me tomorrow. She's had a few people in there. I think about 8 people was the most that I've seen there. So I want to kind of help her out and show her some support, you guys, while I'm there, and try to get as many of you that are able to show up. And I'd appreciate the support, and I apologize for not being so supportive the last couple days, you guys. I love you. I've just been working on the website and the media blurb and all that fun stuff. So thank you, Jimmy. Thank you, big little bro. Where are you at? You weren't there this morning. I was missing you, or you went earlier. I don't know what happened. I stopped in somebody's for a quick minute. Break? Yeah, you need to clear that energy out. I feel you. We got to get you a reading. And your girl. When are we going to see Miss Crumbs? Right? Probably. I want some more Palo Santo, you guys. Yes, we definitely look forward to Jimmy's show. Yeah, tell her. I want to do a positive reading. Did you tell her? Did we find out her life path? I'm just curious. Are you? I still got another card for you, Zoe. I'm going to pull another card. I'm going to shuffle it. Well, I'm glad it's accurate, babe. She's an 11. Oh, yeah. She was a master number. Did you tell her? She all, you know, swinging her hair back and forth, popping her collar and stuff. I bet you I'd love her energy. I just have a feeling because I like your vibe, Jimmy, and I'm sure you chose a good girl. Don't doubt that at all. Poked her chest out a little bit. Yeah, baby, you better show her respect. Show her what's up. Nah, but all love, you guys. I appreciate you guys coming and showing me support. I'm almost coming on an hour. And I'm interrupting Joe's podcast. I think she came on already. Not sure. And I just wanted to come on real quick and let you guys know about the interview tomorrow. Hers is late? Okay. Who's on right now? Is anybody on right now? Oh, okay. Yeah. I just wanted to come on and let everybody know about the interview tomorrow and all that good stuff. So, yeah, definitely. I didn't want to step on toes, but I just wanted to show love and get the word out and market, publicize, all that good stuff. I'm working on this website, doing the fun stuff. No stepping on toes. We all got, need 6 feet. I'm glad you came, 2K. Zoe, I have your second card here. I just pulled. Again, 1:30 Eastern, 12:30 Central, 11:30 Mountain, and 10:30 a.m. Pacific tomorrow. Yes, correct, Eric. I want to give a shout out. We're going to give some applause to Eric because I completely appreciate you. You're always giving some love and support, marketing for everyone on the bean. And I just want to tell you that I appreciate you. I really do. I really, really do. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Inspiration. Zoe, we've got some inspiration for you, babe. Thank you guys, for all the love. I so love you guys so very much. We're going to take this picture for Zoe of both of these cards, because it was just I don't like the way that when you take a picture on Instagram and then you send it, it just gives, I don't know if it's every time, but it just gives you a couple seconds that it'll let you see that picture. It won't let you go back to it. I don't like that fact. So I just sent the two pictures, Zoe. I pulled inspiration for you, babe. And the affirmation on there says, I am receiving divine inspiration right now. And yes, Eric, it's annoying, isn't it? From the inspiration card, I get, well, with the, both the cards in combination, I get that because of the frustration and the little bit of turmoil, and it's not nothing big, but it's just stirring your energy the wrong way. This, you having to go and get some playfulness out, right? This little frustration with your, with the adults and the environment. Once you go and you're able to connect and be goofy and play and connect with your inner child and your, and you know, if you're doing it with the kids and the folks over there, whatever, once you do that, you are going to be able to be even more inspired and maybe come up with, I don't want to say a new project, but another aspect of the program that you're creating or that you're running right now, if that makes any sense. I'm going to go see what the book says. And again, that's how I do my readings. I connect with my client's energy. I will channel any information I receive. I will read what the book says. And anytime I get any of the information while I'm reading the book, I will stop and say it. Sometimes I won't remember to say, this is from me, poetic, but yeah, definitely. Instantly drawn in and connected. This is amazing. Voices, poetic voices. My voice, oh, my Kamala Harris voice, as Hobo Chillin' would say. Thank you, 2K. I appreciate it. I really do. So your card meaning, Zoe, for inspiration, it says, be open to divine inspiration. You inspire others. Immense creativity, motivation, and energy are expanding in your life. I'm getting chills. The amazing connection you have with these kids. You're able to bring them out of the crazy, intense situations that they're in and able to let them connect as well. I think that's one of the reasons why you got to reconnect with your inner child, because you do that for them and you need to do that too, because that's why you started this whole thing, is to let them be kids instead of being stressed out and have all these responsibilities, but the weight and the stress of just trying to live, you know. You're helping these babies, these kids, you're helping them create, and with that, it's a whole new facet to this venture that you're having. They're gonna inspire you, or they're gonna be the inspiration for another facet of what you do. I don't exactly know what you do either. Is it like a youth camp, or is it like a youth center or something like that? I know you do the podcast, but I'm not sure exactly beyond that. So the card says, the book says, your soul wants you to know, life without the fire of new ideas is dull and separates you from all that is sacred. Creativity and inspiration are, in fact, receptivity. Just connecting with you. So maybe it is through a youth center. Maybe that is the next facet. I'm not sure. Tata. Tata, who are you? Tony. Oh, hi, Tony. I'm like, I do not know this Tata. My mind went, yeah. Don't be doing these things to me, you guys. Creativity and inspiration are, in fact, receptivity, being open to the creator. Zoe, you are going to help, through your youth center that you're going to create, you're going to help these kids create through art. Not just art, but their creative outlet, whatever it may be. Okay? Even if the motivation that occurs seems unusual or strange, welcome new ideas and fresh ways of viewing the world. Stay open-minded with this. Whatever it may be, I mean, you may have an idea of what this is gonna, what the outcome is going to be, but it's gonna some sort of project, something's going to be happening for you. Open yourself up to the deep flowing wellspring of visions, ideas, and intuition that dwell within you. Through the morning mists, the golden light of sunset, the wind in the trees, and the gentle thoughts at the edge of your mind, let God's wonderful ideas stimulate, enliven, enrich, and revitalize you. I am receiving divine inspiration right now. You connect with your inner child, Zoe. You go and you just let all the weight and the stress go. And when you do that, this inspiration for, you've got something going on. I don't know if you know, I don't know if it's going to show itself soon, but this next project that you're going to fall into, it's going to be with the arts and creativity. And that's what I'm getting for your read. And that was the inspiration card I got. It is a beautiful card. It's, you see the ocean and there's mountains. And there's a woman walking up, like playing a flute, I think, in a golden gown. And she's just coming up to the summit. And she's almost there. She's almost there. And that's very symbolic for what I feel for you, Zoe. There's some mountain you've been climbing and you're almost there to what you need it to be. You got this, babe. Know that you can do this. What your path all along has brought you to this crossing roads. No worries, Tony. It has brought you to this crossroads, Zoe, and you're going to connect with yourself and you're going to come back to what you need to, what your soul needs you to express in order to help these kids express their souls. And that's what you're doing right now, babe, with connecting with these youth. That's how you're able to live out your childhood. You're allowing them to have their childhood too. And girl, anything I can do, I'm right here with you. Don't doubt yourself. You're connecting and you're making connections worldwide. And this is happening for us. This crazy little thing called COVID is happening for all of us to make these connections. There's going to be some growth. Yeah, we're stagnant right now, but before the seed sprouts, there's nothing going on, right? You don't see it. There's stuff brewing, but you don't see it. So energetically, all these things are falling into place for everyone connecting on this bean. There's something massive that's going to happen, and not just on the bean, but in general. The whole energy of Earth is shifting. And if we continue to move with love as our focus, and not, oh my gosh, love, hippie, whatever, you know, have love in the forefront when you're making decisions. Is this coming out of love or is this coming out of fear? Is this going to hurt somebody? Is it going to, you know, just, is it going to bring a positive outcome? You know, you don't want to hinder or hurt anybody. Just forward progress. And you, Zoe, you've got some amazing things and I love you, babe. And yeah, anything I can do, I will definitely do. If we got to start a fundraising situation, whatever it may be, whatever, we are going to make it happen. And it is okay to cry. It is okay. Do you understand, babe? You're not the only one that has cried here. So many people have had energy just, you get blocked sometimes. Sometimes that energy blocks you and it clouds your mind and you just need to hear some shit sometimes, right? I apologize for cursing, but I am spiritual as fuck. And that's the whole reason why I call this whole E shift. It's whole energy shift. We're shifting our energy and holy shit, it gets intense. It really does. It gets so intense, but it's so amazing and it's so beautiful as we shift and we're able to help others. And look at, you're helping me tear up because I'm able to help all these people. If I'm able to help you guys in any light, even if it's just making you smile and get through the frickin' day today, that's all that I wish to do. Your love and support has is amazing, and I appreciate every single one of you. I didn't plan on crying, but you know, shit happens, so it is what it is. I appreciate all of you, and I'm excited for this new venture. I've got this website going. I've got all these people that I would have never connected with. Podbean, I appreciate you. If you're listening, if you happen to verify me, whatever you do, everybody's got these V's, I'm waiting on mine, but however that happens, I appreciate the connection that Podbean has brought and all these amazing people that are here, and I love you guys, I appreciate all of you. We got Forrest Spliffin in here. What a great name, I love it. Oh, you're so welcome, Zoe. You are so welcome. I definitely hope anything I can do, if I can help, that's my goal in life, is to help people and to heal people. And that's what my focus is doing. I'm going to put my social media in here. If anybody wants to call or has a question or anything like that, let me know. I have new cards coming. I'll just reiterate the show. We did a reading for Zoe. We told 2K and Zoe their life path numbers. We read from Gaia.com their article. Their life path article. And yeah, we let everybody know we got the interview tomorrow. Yes, the interview tomorrow I have on, what is it called? Intuitive Wellbeing. Heather, the host of Intuitive Wellbeing, is going to have me on their show tomorrow at 10:30. I appreciate you all for coming in. My phone number, yeah. I'm going to work on trying to get a business phone number. Right now, I feel like we can do it online so far. And I've never done a video for this, which I'm interested in starting once I get the equipment. Not anytime soon. It's just a seed still. We don't see it yet. It's just planted over there brewing, you guys. Not even a time frame in sight, but just an idea there of doing some live videos and stuff like that. I'm going to try to get more consistent on the Instagram and Twitter and Facebook of doing a daily card read for everybody and just like a general read. I'm thinking about offering like a subscription type plan to where maybe like weekly, monthly, annually, get a daily card read for, you can do a personal one or something, you know, something to that effect. I don't know. I'm working on little services and little reading packages to see what I could get together. So if you want to donate, I will put that up here. This is my PayPal, you guys, that I've connected so far. It's paypal.me/holyshift. And yeah, definitely. If you, I am not on Patreon. And so you guys, any advice, information you have for me regarding things that I speak upon, like different services or, you know, how I'm doing the website or exactly like a payment ways to pay or whatever. I know PayPal. I'm old school, you know. I know PayPal. I didn't even get on Twitter and Instagram consistently or even, you know, spotty like I am now until just recently. for this holy shift. I was only on Facebook for the longest time, just for friends and family. I'm not all into, you know, I got on Discord because there's a couple people I know on there that invited me there, and we have some amazing conversations there and connections. But yeah, I'm just learning things. I'm learning, Sean, I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm using Wix, and I'm hoping it looks good, and I got a screenshot this. I told, maybe I'll do some screenshots and share it and see what you guys think of it. I forgot how to do the screenshot again. I'll figure it out, and post it on the social media platform so you guys can check it out. And give me some advice. I am sorry. I would like interaction before you connect in my call ends. I consider my live cast a sacred space for all that enter. And I just, if you want to talk to me, you can type hello or interact in the chat before we do connect on the call. I would prefer that. I don't mean to offend anybody on that behalf, but yeah, I'll definitely be doing a donation. It's definitely how much you do. Thank you so much, 2K. I appreciate you so much. Definitely, if you guys, oh, you're fine, Behan. I'm just, I just am closing up and prefer to know that, you know, you are gonna be interactive and cool before I connect. But anyways, I just wanted to connect with you guys today, and I will definitely let him know, Zoe. I will tell him thank you. I'm working on my website. I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm working on trying to figure out a logo. I'm working it all on myself, and my son so is helping me. So we're doing what we do. Zoe, plug your show. Everybody that has a podcast, plug it if I don't speak it now. So I know we have Jimmy Crumbs in here with the Crumb Kitchen, Pod God of the Pod God show, right? The Pod God. He was the one that actually motivated me to start my own podcast. Nonsense Password. We're all of his cult. We're Pollard of the Hog Cult. Special character, Nonsense Password Lounge. We have the Raw Report, you guys. We have Yana Kai with this Ain't Yo Mama House. We have Low Love. We have Joanna with Can We Be Honest? Rome, Ralphie, Ralph Williams Podcast. Who else do we got? We got the African Youth Connect Radio is what Zoe's podcast is. I did connect with, well, I got on there the other day, I think last night. I was half asleep, you guys, but she has an awesome voice. Yeah, but Chit Chat with the Old Man. The Old Man is great. I went on there. They're pretty cool folks. I feel like I'm missing somebody, you guys. We got Low Love. We got Yana Kai. We got Inspired. Inspired has a podcast. The African Connect, Nonsense Password. Rome has a wonderful podcast. Lingalonga, he is awesome. Herbal, you guys, don't forget to go see Herbal. Bella and Brian, we got Herbal, the Herbal Society. What does she call it? Bella's new one. And then Brian is the Opinionated Opus. Slightly Serious, yes. Frankie D's Crib, who's that? I don't know him. Maybe I know him, but not by that. All of you guys, we are a big, huge Podbean family. Connect with us on social media. We're on Twitter. Look one of us up. You'll probably see all of us on there because we have pretty much all connected. We are all a family. I love every one of you. Thank you for your support. Thank you for showing up. I'm going to close this up and go jump in everybody else's pods. I love you too, 2K. Thank you. I'm thanking you for allowing me to do a live path read for you. We'll definitely pull some cards for you soon. Zoe, thank you. Sean, thank you. I'm going to try to get you on my call one day so I could hear you. I haven't heard you yet either. Get you a card reading. But yeah, I'll see you soon. No problem. Thank you for joining me. I love you guys. Welcome to the Holy Shift podcast. We're shifting. Every one of us, we're shifting every day. Positive love and light. Namaste.